the first half of summer, I was away with Wales. We did 3.5 weeks at Sapphire Gardens in Cardiff, where we did loads of training, 3-4 sessions a day. The main thing was gelling as a team and getting Wales to see where my faults were and whatnot. Then we went to Spain in Murcia for a training camp where we had national teams of Northern Ireland and Belgium. Did really well out there, but unfortunately Wales didn't take me on full time. Then straight after that, obviously, I had went on to normal summer leave, and now I'm back.
Despite not being taken on by Wales, a good experience though. Obviously, you learnt a lot from it.
Yeah, I learned not to get your hopes up. Now, that's a big one. But obviously, yeah, I did learn a lot. You do have different coaches. Obviously, I learn day in, day out on the Army boxing team. But you go away and you learn from different people, different range of styles and whatnot. But I did learn a lot, yeah.
So how's training going, being back with the Army boxing team? What have you been up to?
Been back 3 weeks now. I got told 3 weeks ago we was going to Finland to fight, and you've got to be ready at the drop of a hat. So yeah, the training's going perfect. Obviously, getting back down to weight now hasn't been a massive issue at the moment. We've done loads of sparring, loads of different clubs. So I think all of us are feeling in tip-top shape, ready to go.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, first show of the season this weekend, heading off to Finland. A good way to start, isn't it? A bit of an international belt.
Yeah, you can say that, because obviously we're flying out to Finland, obviously going into their backyard with the hopes of a return in October, November time. But going over to a different country, it'll just spur you on that little bit more, because you haven't got anything to lose, but you've got everything to gain. So looking forward to it.
So you're feeling confident going into it?
Yeah, of course. Every fight I go into, I believe that I'm very strong for 56 kilos. So whoever steps in the ring, they're going to have a horrible fight on their hands. So I'm definitely confident and I'm ready to go.
Just looking back on last season, how would you sum up last season for you?
Last season, to be honest, it was a good season for me. Again, boxing boys heavier than me. The Scottish national champion, I boxed the English semi-finalist at 60 kilo, and then obviously went back down to 56, entered the Welsh, and won it again. But having 3 tough fights in the process as well. But winning the Welsh, then going into the British, boxing Lee McGregor, who is a quarter-finalist in the Worlds. There's loads that I did last season that I can't be ashamed of, because I did really well last season.
So looking ahead to the rest of this season, then after you finish with the Finland show this coming weekend, what are your hopes for the season?
I always take one day at a time, but obviously before Christmas now, there's quite a few fights that we've obviously got. Finland, then I'm boxing in Bryce Norton against SAC Ricky Lyons, who I boxed in 2015. And then hopefully there's the Eindhoven Box Cup then, which is the 19th until the 22nd of October, which unfortunately Corporal Khan has picked up a little injury. So I'll be ready to step in if need be.
And obviously then the big hope as well, the major inter-services title again, maybe go for that?
Yeah, of course. Everybody's is on the Army team for one thing, and then everything else is a bonus. The inter-services is the main priority. So if the opportunity arises at 56 kilos to go in the inter-services and go in the English this year, then by all means, that's what I'm going to do.